Mac the Moose is safe in his spot on the outskirts of Moose Jaw. But his friends who roam the fields and swamps at this time of year are not so cheerful about the season. During hunting season, those that roam could easily become stew and steak for a cold winter meal. This week's recipes, from a favorite cookbook, offer two ideas for enjoying the target of the hunt. Slow cooker moose stew, 1 to 2 lb. Boneless moose roast, 2 TSPS. Salt, divided, 1.5 TBSPS. Canola oil, 1 yellow onion, peeled and diced, 2 pounds. Baby potatoes, cleaned and cut into bite-sized chunks, 1 lb. Large carrots, peeled and cut into 1-inch chunks, 2 cloves garlic, sliced, 1/2 a teaspoon. Ground black pepper, 2 cups low-sodium beef broth, plus more to thin out gravy, 2 TSPS. Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 a tablespoon chopped fresh thyme leaves, 1/2 a tablespoon chopped fresh rosemary leaves, 2 TBSPS. Butter, 3 TBSPS. All-purpose flour. Pat the moose roast dry with paper towels. Season with 1/2 the salt. Heat oil in a large pan over medium heat and brown, sear the roast on both sides, taking 10 to 15 minutes. Place onion, potatoes, carrots and garlic into a 6-quart slow cooker. Sprinkle with 1/2 a teaspoon. Salt and the pepper. Pour on beef broth and Worcestershire sauce. Place moose roast on top, then sprinkle with thyme and rosemary. Cover and cook on high for 5 to 6 hours or low for 8 to 10 hours or until the roast and vegetables are cooked through and tender. Transfer the vegetables and roast to a serving platter, leaving the broth in the slow cooker for now. To make the gravy, strain the broth from the slow cooker into a large measuring cup or bowl. Melt butter over medium heat. Stir in flour to form a paste and cook 2 to 3 minutes to cook out the flour test. Slowly pour the broth into the butter flour mixture, whisking as it is being added. Bring to a simmer and cook for a few minutes until thickened. If needed, season with salt and pepper. If gravy becomes too thick, add a bit more beef broth until desired thickness is reached. Serve the gravy over the moose and vegetables. The roast may be served shredded or sliced. This makes about 4 generous servings. Moose steak casserole, 2 pounds. Moose steak, cut into 1-inch thick chunks. Oil for frying. 2 garlic cloves, chopped. 2 TBSPS. Cornstarch, 1 teaspoon. Salt, 1 tablespoon dry mustard, 1/4 of a teaspoon. Pepper, 1 large carrot, sliced. 1 large onion, sliced. 2 celery stalks, sliced. 1 to 14 ounces. Canned tomato sauce. 1/2 cup barbecue sauce. Cut steak into serving-sized pieces. In a large frying pan, heat oil. Combine garlic, cornstarch, salt, mustard and pepper. Dip pieces of meat into the cornstarch mixture. Fry in hot oil. When steak is browned on both sides, place in a 4-quart casserole. Put chopped vegetables over the steak, then pour combined tomato sauce and barbecue sauce over the meat and vegetables. Preheat oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Place covered casserole in oven and cook for 30 minutes. Reduce heat to 275 degrees Fahrenheit and continue for 90 minutes. Makes 4 servings. Note: deer steak meat may be substituted for moose meat. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.